Welcome to the Impact Stories podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hey there, my name is Jennifer Lee, and I work in the communications department here at Perimeter, and I will be your host for this episode of the Impact Stories podcast. And today I have with me Sarah Taylor. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your family.
Hey, thanks for having me. Okay, so I am married, and I have three kids, 10, 7, and 3 years old, and we live in the Dunwoody, Sandy Springs area.
Okay, and how long have you been here at Perimeter?
We joined in 2017 and came in and initially got involved in journey groups. And so my first step was Moms Connect on Thursday morning, and then waited for the journey group sign up. And then my husband and I both jumped into groups and had our kids in discipleship when they came of age to do that. And so we were able to integrate in pretty quickly with the help of those ways.
Great. Well, with three kids, I can only imagine this season of life is so busy for you guys with full-time jobs and school and everything. How does City Impact really intersect with an already full schedule?
So as a whole, if you look at City Impact, I see it as just a way to be outward in your natural rhythms of what you're already doing. And so I spend a lot of time in the car. I spend a lot of time in parking lots at schools and a lot of time on sports fields. And so when I think in those realms, or maybe even walk in the neighborhood in the late afternoon, so those are kind of my rhythms. And I do a lot of different pickups. I have three different pickups in three different cities in the morning and in the afternoon. And so City Impact, if it's about doing life with other people, believers and unbelievers, I just think about who are the people I'm already around in my schedule with a limited amount of time. And so rather than an add-on of an event or something to do, I think about who am I already naturally rubbing shoulders with.
Yeah, those daily interactions that you already have, and obviously a common interest too, whether it be school or neighbors, that is so helpful. Mm-hmm. So what really made you want to reach out to your neighbors initially?
That is a big question. The Holy Spirit, I have to give credit
good
to.
Good answer, good
naturally,
answer.
Naturally we want to just kind of be about our schedules. So conviction in the Holy Spirit. But as the Lord gave me conviction, but also a sense of empathy. When I get around young moms that are tired, fearful, struggling in their marriage, the same things that as believers we deal with, they are going through the same things without Christ. And it has had a profound effect on me to think about what would my day look like if I didn't have Christ. And so just a sense of urgency, a sense of joy to be able to speak the greatest hope into someone's life, to not just to tell them the story of how they can be saved, but how to be able to go through these same life situations that we go through every day, but to have hope in Christ. And so just a really profound sense of empathy rather than judgment. And as I began to just experiment with spiritual conversations with people I knew that weren't in church or just kind of nominal, I realized one thing I learned is that it wasn't necessarily that these neighbors had rejected the gospel or rejected Christ. Many, many people around us have not really heard about Christ, or they haven't heard the gospel. And so I felt this sense of, wow, like the Lord has opened my eyes and has given me a way to live in profound hope, even through hard things. Why would I not share that with someone and watch someone go through hard things and not share with them the greatest joy in my life? And so it wasn't a sense of duty. It was more of just the Lord gave me a sense of, wow, this is really exciting work, and it's really fun to be a messenger. And the cool thing as a result is not up to me. And so I just deliver the message. We just deliver the message and share hope, and God does the rest. It's between them what happens. And so it's been really cool to see light bulb moments with mainly moms are who I'm around and who I'm talking to the most. Just a light bulb moment of, wow, I've never heard this, or I didn't realize this is kind of what Christianity is. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting when you can have those conversations.
I love that, just to hear how the Lord has softened your heart and just giving you fresh eyes to see these moms who are struggling, but to, yeah, provide that hope and that encouragement. Yeah. That is so neat. And I know you touched on this a little bit, but, you know, do you have anything else to add as to how the Lord has grown you through this experience?
Yeah. I have found more delight in being a believer, seeing as what God has saved me from. Mm-hmm. And I think when I get around people that don't have that hope, it has given me just a sense of a humbleness of, wow, like I really see what is going on here and what you have saved me from. And so there's been a delight in my own walk, probably the same parallel of, you know, when we give money or when we tithe, it sometimes is for you, it is for who you give. I would see sharing the gospel as the same way. It has just been exciting and invigorating. But also it can, I can see, and I never assume that somebody has heard the good news or heard the gospel. And so I've grown in a sense of, being able to share the gospel simply and easily and really honing in on that. And, you know, obviously Randy's do versus done, that thing can be drawn on a napkin. It can be pretty much described in the, you know, right there with someone. I have used that tool a lot. So also just grown in how can, you know, in my giftings and temperament, what does it look like to share the gospel with someone? That has been a huge area of growth to just be intentional about.
Yeah. Well, it's really exciting to hear and just to see your face light up when you talk about your encounters and just how the Lord has used you. So that is really exciting. Share with us a little bit more about some more exciting news, the Dunwoody and Sandy Springs City Impact Group and sort of what they're doing down there in those cities.
Yeah. Well, what we realized is there's a small group of perimeter families in Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, and each of us already kind of have our own watering holes, so to say, our kids at different schools, and there's already present small groups going on. So it's more of, hey, let's come together and pray for each other and not labor alone. So the areas that we are already active in, which it does seem to be primarily discipleship in seeker-friendly Bible studies. I think that's kind of the direction that Dunwoody Sandy Springs is going to We kind of all are pretty passionate about evangelism. And so coming together and being able to pray over that and not feel like you're alone laboring, to be able to bring in, rather than one person leading a Bible study or two people, have four believers together in the room. And so a teaming up where you have a sense of people praying for you and for the people that you're ministering to. To me, that is, I mean, City Impact was already happening. We've just put a name on it and put a prayer meeting with it. And so that is kind of what it looks like. Very simple and already with the rhythms of what we're already doing.
Well, that's very exciting. And, you know, if anyone is listening right now who lives in the Dunwoody and Sandy Springs area, we will definitely link in our show notes ways that you can get involved. In any kind of activities or events or those Bible studies coming up.
Yeah.
So Sarah, you are also on staff here at Perimeter with the Belong Ministries. What does City Impact look like for your ministry? Primarily, I'm assuming on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Our ministry, Belong Ministries, is pretty much to me, it's the front door to the body of Christ. And so our whole mission and passion is to take that brave person that has walked into our church that may or may not know anyone and bring them in and let them see the body of Christ outside of just solid teaching, like tangible ways to feel welcome, wanted, noticed, and needed. And so the way that intersects with City Impact is we have, you know, volunteers in each city doing that on a smaller scale in their city, because hearing the gospel is important, but when you see other believers and how they care for each other, that is even more powerful. And so our ministry is kind of bridging someone into the family. And so the welcome hosts, those are the kind of the volunteers in each city are called welcome hosts. They are doing that. They are kind of bringing someone in and helping them get connected, which is so important before you can then really hear and embrace what a church is teaching. You kind of want to feel included. You want to feel seen. And so that's what they're doing. It's a very important part of any ministry in a city.
Yeah, that feeling seen, feeling wanted, mm-hmm. feeling welcomed is so key for somebody coming in who might not know anybody or and certainly might not know Jesus either. So how can people get involved as welcome hosts in their city?
Yeah, the best way is to email me, to contact me and say, I would love to be able to just welcome someone. It's super simple. My email is saraht@perimeter.org. And I think we will end up probably having multiple welcome hosts in each city rather than just one. And it even by neighborhood, if you know a lot of members are in your neighborhood or you see people move in, you're already naturally in a space to welcome someone. And so anyone who just has eyes to see believers and like to make sure that people feel like they're invited to something, that is a perfect person to be a welcome host.
That is awesome. And we will definitely link your email address to the show notes as well. Sarah, thank you so much for being here. Your story has encouraged me during this time, and I know it will bless others who listen.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/cityimpact.